strikes around the world, and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your mobile phone. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone. And you can set up everything you got going on during the day, but that's not what's important. What's important is what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, based upon your locale. And that's they're going to tell you about everything you can't possibly imagine. Everything that there's no way to plan for. They're going to tell you about the terrorist attack. They're going to tell you about the tornado, the earthquake, the flash flood, anything where you are. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Down to 14 now on the Battle Cop Lock and Load promo. Doug Dotson bought one out of Las Vegas. Well, he's not buying it. He did a contribution to the Brian Cherry Foundation. Let me clarify what this is. This promo between myself and Battle Cop is to raise money for the Brian Cherry Foundation because they got scammed. And Battle Cop has decided to quite charitably give away 25 Battle Cops to my listeners, to the listeners of this show. And this is the way it works. $100 donation to the Brian Cherry Foundation. You email me the receipt it's going to generate with your name, address, and which Battle Cop you want. Then I forward that to John at Battle Cop. John then takes that. He has a Battle Cop waiting. He just went ahead and manufactured 5 of each one across their product line with the show's logo on it and not the Battle Cop one. Good morning, Doc. Persistent in the chat room they are. And then you have a piece of kit that is unique. I don't think it's worth very much more than a regular Battle Cop, but it's unique, and it'll be something I don't even have. I'll have to be satisfied with the tattoo on my shoulder of the show logo. In New York, in Lancaster, New York, they possibly have had the first New York Safe Act post-registration deadline seizures. And I say possibly, because as of this moment, we don't exactly know. This is coming from the desk of Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. A nearby resident, there was two guys. There was a couple of guys. and they were shooting in a rock quarry in Lancaster, New York. A nearby resident who happened to be a retired police chief called the police and reported that there was a shooting. There was shooting very close to his house, and he found a round in his yard, which is highly unlikely that that came from them. He did not see the round fired or land, but claimed it came from the quarry where these individuals were shooting. There were 3 guys total, so it's a few guys, not a couple, I'm sorry.
When the police showed up, they accused the three of firing the round on into the chief's property. They all denied it. They had a large backstop, and the distance was far. The bullet drop would have been at least 9 feet, distance over 170 feet, and there was no way it hit the property. However, even if it did, it would have been inadvertent, and shooting regularly occurs on this property. The police demanded to know if they had permission to shoot there. They all said yes, they had oral permission. The police then lied and stated they were guilty of trespassing if the permission is not in writing, which is completely false. One of them invoked his right to speak with an attorney, and the officer copped an attitude, saying something to the effect, "So you think you're a smart guy," and immediately cuffed him. All three were taken to the station. The rifles were locked in the trunk before the police arrived, so they did not see them. They impounded the car. One person was released, as was one of his friends. The individual firing the 9mm rounds that they claimed was the one that hit the property was charged with reckless endangerment. The police chief produced a pristine 9mm bullet, and one of them saw it and believes it was pulled from a case and never fired. Although they were released, the car was held until today. When they went to retrieve the car, when the owner of the car went to get it, both rifles that were locked in the trunk were gone, as were their cases. They were not given a receipt or any notice of seizure. Neither has been charged at this time. The configuration of the rifles is as follows. One was an AR-15 chambered in 5.56 with the ARM 2 device attached. It had features. The other rifle was a Beretta CX Storm chambered in 9mm. It was featureless. Neither was registered. Clearly, the Beretta would not have to be registered under any scenario. It was featureless. Therefore, the seizure is both is puzzling. There are several possibilities. The Storm is a, you know, it's a, I don't know, I guess it's a dangerous-looking gun. One of the possibilities they claimed the rifles were non-compliant were seized as being in violation of the SAFE Act. However, there was no discussion about whether the owners responsibly believed they were compliant and the chance given to register. Nor were they charged. You would expect one of the two to occur in this, you know, if they're going this way. I mean, typically when they're going to charge you with something, if they have a statute, they'll charge you with as many statutes as they can. They intend to charge him, but have not done so yet, which is always a puzzle to me. They seized the rifles as instruments used in the commission of a crime, reckless endangerment. However, that's also puzzling because they would have to be told the firearms were being held as evidence against the individual charged, and then you're entitled to a receipt. They did not get one. The only other possibility is that they actually claimed the trespass was the crime. This type of trespass is not a crime, even if it is true. It is a civil matter. They're just making it up as they go. It is significant enough for everybody in New York, especially in Lancaster, to be advised and forewarned. There's no way to figure out if this is a SAFE Act case yet, because nobody knows yet. Nobody's charged anything in accordance with this or in violation of any statute. But there's something fishy going on here. One of the people's been advised to call the police and advise them that the rifles were compliant. They both had legal advice they were so, and that they believed in good faith they were compliant and the registration was not required. They should ask for the return of the rifles, and I'm sure there's going to be updates, follow-up, as a lot of people are watching this. If it's determined this has nothing to do with the SAFE Act, well, they should just give them back to them. But right now, it is believed, because there's been no charges, this is all conjecture, it is believed that this is a SAFE Act seizure. One thing about this, they were not Mirandized. There's a whole lot of problems with this. And if you look at the quarry from Google Maps, first things first, you can't look at what's around it and figure out which house is the one that, with the retired police chief that made the phone call. But shooting in a quarry at a target on ground level, to have the bullet rise and come out of the quarry and land anywhere is nearly a impossibility of physics. It defies all laws of nature. But we'll see where they go with it. We'll see where they go. Next hour on the show, we should be joined by Texas Law Shield. We'll see. I don't know if they're back in court today or not. In the final hour, we're going to be joined by Rick Ector out of Detroit. We're going to talk about them characterizing home invader defense as vigilantism. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In the chat room, they think the burrit that landed in the police chief's yard was a magic burrit. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Yeah, a magic bullet. It's been sitting there since the JFK shooting.
Certainly. Is there a grassy knoll beside his yard?
Yeah. Okay. I forget whether or not you said USA Law Shield operates in New York or not, but boy, if they do, like, there's a guy who could benefit from them.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. And if not, maybe they can refer him to someone. But it almost sounds like, you know, this has the makings of a scandal that if they can get it out in the press, first of all, if it's, this guy's alleging that the bullet came from them, they could insist on ballistics testing. You know, they say whether or not this bullet came from...
Well, the fact that it's pristine.
Yeah.
When they say pristine, that leads me to believe there's no rifling marks on it. And
right,
bullets
right.
don't come out of barrels without right. no rifling marks on them.
Right. And that would expose this police chief as a liar, you know, the kind of guy who keeps a throwaway to frame people with and that kind of stuff.
Oh, no.
You know, who knows what kind of history he has. But so if he's willing to do this. So, I mean, I had gone to call just as you were starting to say. Did you say they intend to charge them with something?
That's all conjecture. They haven't been charged with a crime. They haven't
right.
been given a receipt for the weapons.
Right.
And they don't know anything about anything. They've just been all released.
Well, has the police admitted to seizing the weapons? Like, is the receipt just in other words, if they haven't been offered a receipt since then, I mean, has the police admitted to taking those two guns and cases out of his car, or do they say we didn't see no guns?
Well, that part I don't know.
Are you
suggesting the police would steal his guns out of his
yes,
car?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yes, I am. Right.
You think the forensic guy looked in the trunk and said, "Oh, these are nice."
Well, yeah. I don't see how they can say that these guys were shooting if they had no guns, you know, the guy said, you know, the guns were in the trunk. These were presumably the guns they were firing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then if there are no guns, how could they have been firing guns? So it seems to me like the police have to cop to, you know, having taken them, and then they have to provide receipts. And I mean, I can, you know, picture, you know, the right lawyer having a field day with this. No Miranda, no charges, no receipts, a pristine bullet. You know, has all the makings of a nice scandal if the press were dependable to, you know, publicize such a thing as they should.
In New York, there's like a little subculture of lawyers that specialize in Second Amendment cases that are very rabid when it comes to stuff. So there'll be a lot of guys that come out of the woodwork to defend these guys. But as far as the rest of it, right now, all I have is a blurb on this. This broke last night right before I went to bed. It came from Bob Owens. Bob is not one to get out there and put anything out beyond what he knows.
Right.
So
right. Well,
I normally will defer to his opinion when it comes to that. I mean, that's why I look at bearing arms.
Well, it might cost these guys some money to, pay for the lawyers to go after this, but they would be doing themselves and the residents of New York a great service by, you know, getting this thing exposed and the air cleared, you know, and really, the behavior of this, you know, retired police chief and the police is just reprehensible, you know, and, you know, maybe if it got out there, you know, maybe they just end up, you know, giving their guns back and say, okay, go away, shop, leave us alone, you know. But it's also harassing. I mean, this is one of those many, many cases where, you know, a simple word to the wise would be sufficient. Maybe the guy didn't like hearing the noise of the shooting, and maybe the quarry wasn't, you know, allowable or safe place to be shooting because it was private property stuff. But I mean, it's simply cases that, you know, they could be approached and say, hey, listen, guys, you got to stop this. You know, you can't shoot here. You're annoying people, and you're not really supposed to be here. Something that simple. But no, they can't just take the courteous, humane, you know, considered way out. No, they have to stick it to somebody and lie and steal in the process to do it. So, I mean, I'm tired of hearing about everybody talking about God bless America and how great this country is when we've got all this, you know, weaselly, manipulative, harassing behavior going on at all levels.
Well, America is the people.
Well,
you are America, Glenn.
But we're supposed to have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, et cetera. You know, our officials are supposed to be the duly elected or appointed, you know, representatives of the people, but they're not functioning as such. And so, you know, it's if the fish rots from the head down, it's just really, disgusting and disheartening when these supposed leaders are all so damn corrupt.
Yes. I don't disagree with you on that, but I mean, never lose sight of the fact of what America is. As far as, you know, I'm with the framers. I know that they are mildew now, but I'm with them.
That's almost a philosophical point. I mean, it's true, logically, linguistically, philosophically, but to people in other countries, when they think of America, they don't think of a bunch of well-meaning, benign people with constitutional principles, and it's just those nasty rogue people who aren't really America. They think of America as being that corrupt, out-of-control entity over there that's screwing around with everybody's everything all the time.
Yes.
You're
having a bad morning, Glenn, because normally, you know, you're good for the comic relief. You start my day out with a chuckle. Are you having a bad day?
I'm actually in the middle of waiting to rectify a minor problem here that occurred. I have to get a piece of equipment to someone that was overlooked. So a little bit exasperated this morning and sleep deprived. So, yeah.
Well, that's okay. You can vent here, too.
Well, thank you. Well, that was fun. Thank you so much, Bill. Have a good one.
Stay safe. As far as this goes, we don't really know enough about this. This is why sometimes I'm a little reluctant to go out on that limb. So right now what you basically have is you have an account being recounted to one of the gun rights organizations in New York that Bob Owens got a hold of. And Bob Owens reports it right down the line as the way it's coming from them. There will be other things that come out as the day drags on, as the weeks drag on, and we'll continue on with that. We're about to run out of time, so since we're about to run out of time, I won't launch into my next incendiary, my incendiary monologue that's coming up next. But what is coming up next, I'm going to ask you a question. And really, this question should be asked of the entire electorate, even the disengaged part that's only beginning now to feel the effects of things like Obamacare and maybe saw what was happening at the Bundy Ranch and all of these other things. Do you look at what's happening in this country today as treason? And do we need to leave that behind and embrace the liberty of revolution again? Are we getting to that point? This is not meant to incite it. This is meant to ponder it. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Coming up, third hour, Rick Ector. We're going to talk about all of these defense shootings that are happening in Detroit, where they are characterizing home invader victims as vigilantes. And not a one of them looks like Charlie Bronson. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, from time to time, and we seem to see this in other countries. I don't know why we haven't seen it here yet, to be honest with you. Given some of the stuff that we put up with. And that's probably due to our nice, cushy lifestyles where we can just look away from it and get our attention held somewhere else. But if you look at other countries like in Egypt recently, in Venezuela recently, in the Ukraine recently, you see a lot of people taking to the streets and taking it as far as they can take it. And as Americans, we have to ask ourselves at what point in the course of human events, as the way our government is trying to lead us, do we feel it becomes necessary to dissolve this connection with this political body and assume among the natural powers of, you know, just being alive, being a part of this planet? When do we look at what's happening to us and decide that we would not be committing treason in a revolution? Now, treason is something where you get out there and you do something that's going to harm the country. And, you know, as a consequence of harming the country, you also harm the citizens in that country. There's a lot of people that have committed treason in the United States. You don't hear about them very much. We're not going to go into that. That's not germane to what we're talking about. But when the country is hurting the citizens, I think that's where the line begins to be drawn. Now, we watched a standoff at the Bundy Ranch, you know, and both sides were claiming the power of the Constitution behind them. Except one side started it out with the power of the Constitution behind a gun, which was a miscalculation on their part. And that's, of course, still ongoing. Now, Jefferson in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence, have you ever actually looked at the charges that were leveled at King George? If you haven't, you'd be quite surprised to see how applicable it is today. One of the charges, he has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. How do you apply that to today? Where are the independent investigations into Fast and Furious, Benghazi, Obamacare, etc., ad nauseum? He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount of payment of their salaries. With the Obama administration, if you can't, if you don't donate to him, you're not going to get anything in there. And then if you do, you'll get some job you're not qualified for. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat their substance. How many czars does he have nowadays? Is anybody even paying attention to that? He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. Think DHS and all of these alphabet agencies buying billions and millions and quadrillions and arming the IRS and the Social Security agents and the NOAA, SWAT team. And they're training, in some cases, to fight us. He is combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. See the UN Arms Trade Treaty. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. Once again, Obamacare. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. Socialized medicine, continued tax on the Second Amendment, on the First Amendment. I mean, take your pick. Let's go to the phones. Fred in Georgia, yes, sir.
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
You know, I think it's a good question you're asking. One of the things I'd like to also ask is, what can we do to prevent that? And I think the answer might be, one of the things Bill, the Bundy guy said, Clive Bundy?
Mm-hmm.
He said, start by telling your state not to let federal employees enforce the law. They have to go through the sheriff.
Well, you could do that, but in the case of in the Bundy jurisdiction there, Sheriff Gillespie is he's all about the, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He's a sycophant, you know. He's a Harry Reid fanboy.
Yeah, well, I think another problem we have is most people don't really understand what the federal government's supposed to do, and therefore they don't know what they're not supposed to do. I mean, our education's pretty sad when it comes to that stuff.
Well, that's because the federal government's really not supposed to do much. They're supposed to make sure each state, you know, that no one state can bully around the other states as far as business and trade. They're supposed to secure the borders. They're supposed to enforce the law. They're not supposed to make up the law as they go along. If they actually did what they're supposed to do, they would not meet very often.
No.
I mean, the president of the United States should not be a full-time job. And I know that, well, Bill, what are you saying? What are you saying? Well, you know, it's going to take a long time to unwind all this stuff. And if we just, I can't remember which government, which country existed without any form of government whatsoever for 13 months, and the economy rebounded and everything was better. It's one of those Scandinavian countries, and that doesn't apply to a big deal. You know,
I'd like to know that. That'd be good.
It's one of those Scandinavian countries. I can't. It's escaping me right now. But politics should be a part-time occupation.
Yeah. Well, the what I envision about, you know, people picking up arms against the government versus changing things politically is that to change things politically, we'd all have to be on the same page pretty much. And, you know, I guess we all have to come up with a similar list of things that we demand from our state senators. The state senators actually have all the power they need because I was talking to Seth Miller the other day, and the states are in a unique position. If we go out there with guns, we have to go to court, right? We have to get arrested and go to court. But if the states assert that the federal government can't do this or that, whatever it may be that they assert, since they are the ones that authored and signed the Constitution, they don't need to go to a court. Now, eventually, well, I mean, they may.
Yeah, Sandoval came out in Nevada. He showed up in Nevada and said, this doesn't need to be this way. Yeah. But, Iceland, there you go. Bulk Box Ammo told me. Iceland was the country that didn't have the government for 13 months. You know, I love when states get out there and defy the government. The government doesn't like it out. And, they don't like that happening, but, some states aren't going to do that. And as far as it all goes, not only is it going to take a list, it's going to take participation. That's our biggest problem.
I think you're
lack
right.
Lack of participation.
If we had a list that we could all read off the same page, though, just phone calls, for the most part, would be enough to spur a lot of action. Because if a state senator gets 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 phone calls, that's unbelievably large for them. They would start to listen.
Now I'm being told it wasn't Iceland.
It was. Hey, but I like Iceland. They kicked out the bankers and repudiated the debt too.
Yeah. I visited Iceland for all of 35 minutes.
Was it cold?
Well, I don't know. I never got off the plane. It looked cold.
Yeah.
Desolate. But you know. Anyway. Anyway.
Hey, I think people are going to start directly facing off the feds in several situations, and even their state and, you know, governments, like you say about the Connecticut thing. You know, there's another radio show host on RBN called Mark Tassio who had a really good definition of violence and force, and I think this plays back to your talk about the vigilantes in Detroit, where they're saying they're vigilantes. He delineates it pretty well. Force is just a description of doing something. But violence is when somebody uses force against you to make you do something or hurt you. So you apply that to any situation, and if you're defending yourself, it is not violent. Ever.
Roger that. Coming up on the next break, thanks for the call, Fred. For the call, Fred. After and we'll continue this when we get back. Now we're saying it was Belgium. It was one of those Scandinavian countries, though, that has the good furniture. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
As we get ready to flip into the next hour, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. After that incident in the Bundy Ranch, and I notice he said this away from the Bundy Ranch. You know, we got Dingy Harry Reid coming out saying they're nothing more than domestic terrorists. I repeat, what happened there was domestic terrorism. That was, on one hand, that's meant to change the attitude towards these people. On another front, if that was actually pursued, do you know what they would do with these people? In his eyes, free men and women standing up against the tyranny of an overreaching government, which is exactly what that was, is equivalent to terrorism. Or, in other words, treason. He said Clive Bundy does not understand the United States. The United States, he doesn't recognize, is a foreign government. He doesn't pay his taxes, he doesn't pay his fees, and he doesn't follow the law. He continues to thumb his nose at authority. He does pay his taxes. He doesn't pay his fees. Harry loves to say that nobody pays taxes. The Koch brothers don't pay taxes. Mitt Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years. But you know what? At the end of the day, the federal government is not the United States. The government is not the country in which you live. The government is a group of people that are either inserted in by us, the voters, or take power in a coup, or live in a communist state where they just ascend if they're part of the elite. But the government is never the country. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Brother Bill. Hoo-ah.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Talking about treason, we've been dealing with treason, what, for over 6 years or more now? Because the people who put him up for election, who put him up for office, knew that he wasn't an American citizen and still pushed it. So that makes Bushes, Clintons, and everybody that was with this guilty of high treason. That means they knew they were breaking the law. They know what the original Constitution says, and they said, screw you. We're rich. Screw you.
There's one other thing I want to point out to you. I fully agree with the idea that that we've had a fraud perpetrated upon us. But there are a great many people, a great many volunteers. There's no victims here, Ed, except the people that voted against him. The people that voted for him, they're not victims. They're volunteers. He's a pop star. He has no substance. He's an empty suit. He gets out there. He's supposed to be a constitutional scholar, professor, all this other stuff. He never had that. He never had that credential. Dude wasn't even his political props, his cred, his experience is minuscule. At best, he didn't finish his state Senate term. He didn't finish his U.S. Senate term. He was just anointed as the next guy. One, because he looks like a black American who's actually half white. All this racist stuff came out about him from the Democrats. Well, you know, he's a black American with a light skin tone, and he speaks in a good dialect. All that stuff came out. Nobody said anything about it, and America bought it. The plurality of America bought it. Yeah, there's a lot of voter fraud going on. Nobody in Philadelphia voted for anybody but Barack Obama. But, you know, beyond that.
You know the sad thing about it?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the jelly bean popper, Reagan. Do you know what his wife had him do during that hostage weapons ordeal?
Yeah.
She had him turn around and redo the United States Marshals Service mission statement. And because she knew and the lawyers knew that under their original oath, under their original mission statement, a United States Marshal is responsible for every square inch of all 50 states in U.S. territories. Now, that could have, with all this stuff going on with the hostage weapons ordeal, the U.S. Marshals could have arrested everybody in that room that did this for treason and went after the bad guys. By them changing everything, that kept them from doing that. Now all U.S. Marshals are nothing more than glorified babysitters for federal buildings.
Yeah.
And every now and then they say, there's an extreme bad guy. Go get him. Hell, I had friend of mine's son, he gave up being a U.S. Marshal after 3 years. He said it's not worth it. He says a regular cop has more respect than I do. And he says it's not worth it. He now digs ditches and makes three times the amount of money. So, that he's happy. But we've been hoodwinked for, oh my God. I mean, you might as well say all this. All that what we're seeing now is coming to a head, and this was all started years ago. And what we're seeing now, it's just everything is coming to the surface because they have no more room in the closet.
Well, they have no more room, and there's so many ways for information to get out now.
And the thing is, Bill, you and I took the same oath as these Secret Service agents, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And he's had so many quit. One's what, running for Senate, Well, if you truly believe in your oath, why is he still in the White House?
Well, he doesn't believe it. And most of the people in Washington that recite the oath, it's, you know, it's...
words.
It's just words to them. It's just words. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was asked if Obamacare was constitutional, and she laughed at them and said, are you kidding?
Look how many judges before this stuff was passed throughout the United States, federal judges, district judges, turned around and said, This can't fly. This is unconstitutional. And these are federal district judges saying this. And normally, Supreme Court would take the word of their fellow judges.
Well, the Supreme Court, John Paul Stevens gave it away the other day. Apparently, the Supreme Court, as I suspected, is just another political wing where we adoringly look at them and say, if it gets to them, everything will be okay. It'll be the final arbiter of what is constitutional. It's not.
Yeah, but see, Bill, you're now dealing with a court system that I don't know how in the heck they even came up with. There's no more prejudice in the United States. That's why they revamped part of the voting laws for the black people. And I'm like, what? What the? I mean, they're doing everything back-asswards.
Well, you know, as far as some of that stuff, I mean, the civil rights struggle, when it happened and when everything was being executed, it was needed.
Right.
And it has been effective, and now they continue to, they pay less than really good homage to it because, you know, I don't like the way Barack Obama swings his golf club. You're racist. You know, that's the game they play. And with everything in between, I like the idea that King had when he said, I judge a man by his character, not by the color of his skin. I don't look at Obama and say, well, he's half and half, so I don't like the black half. I say, I don't like his policy. I don't care if he's plaid.
You know, I tell people this all the time,
though.
I don't give a damn what color you are. If I hate you, I hate you. And you know, I said, color has nothing to do with that. And I said, if I hate you, I said, I look at the heart of the, I said, I'm like my father Yahweh.
Well, I'm about to go, I'm about to flip into the next hour. If I could do a good Obi-Wan Kenobi impression, I would say, don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side. But I'm not very good at it. Tell,
you know what, Bill? You know what, Bill? I mean, I love calling here because, one, I get the truth, too. I get to express myself. Plus, what I love about RBN, we're a family, and we bounce ideas off each other.
Roger that.
Okay. What they did at the Bundy Ranch was needed.
Very good. Let's go into the next hour. We should be joined by Texas Law Shield. If I go by their email, we'll find out. If not, I am prepared to roll anyway. Just cause. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.